Intrigued with the promise of Pesso's work, I eagerly accepted his invitation to visit his hilltop farmhouse in southern New Hampshire. After lunch beneath an ancient oak tree, Al asked me to join him in his red clapboard barn, now a studio, to do a structure. I'd spent several years in psychoanalysis, so I did not expect any major revelations. I was a settled, professional man in my 40s with my own family, and I thought of my parents as two elderly people who were trying to create a decent old age for themselves. I certainly did not think they still had a major influence on me. Since there were no other people available for role play, Al began by asking me to select an object or a piece of furniture to represent my father. I chose a gigantic black leather couch and asked Al to put it upright about 8 feet in front of me, slightly to my left. Then he asked if I'd like to bring my mother into the room as well, and I chose a heavy lamp approximately the same height as the upright couch. As the session continued, the space became populated with the important people in my life. My best friend, a tiny Kleenex box to my right. My wife, a small pillow next to him. My two children, two more tiny pillows. After a while, I surveyed the projection of my internal landscape. Two hulking, dark, and threatening objects, representing my parents, and an array of minuscule objects, representing my wife, children, and friends. I was astounded. I had recreated my inner image of my stern, Calvinistic parents from the time I was a little boy. My chest felt tight, and I'm sure that my voice sounded even tighter. I couldn't deny what my spatial brain was revealing. The structure had allowed me to visualize my implicit map of the world. When I told Al what I had just uncovered, he nodded and asked if I would allow him to change my perspective. I felt my skepticism return, but I liked Al and was curious about his method, so I hesitantly agreed. He then interposed his body directly between me and the couch and lamp, making them disappear from my line of sight. Instantaneously, I felt a deep release in my body. The constriction in my chest eased, and my breathing became relaxed. That was the moment I decided to become Pesso's student.